Hi, I'm Paula Jones from Six Level Training, and I'd like to talk to you about using humour in presentations. Have you ever had one of those tumbleweed moments in a presentation you've given where you've told a joke and nobody laughed? Or have you ever been in the audience and shuffled around uncomfortably, acutely embarrassed for the presenter who's desperately trying to recover the situation? I learned really early on in presentations to be careful with telling jokes. I once sat through an extremely difficult session at a conference and watched in absolute agony as the presenter dug deeper and deeper comedic holes for himself. He just wasn't funny. You remember that episode of The Office with David Brent making his motivational speaker debut? Well, imagine that, but 10 times worse. And there were two things that kept me rooted to my seat while people were walking out. Deep pity for the presenter, along with a bit of a curiosity as to how much worse things could get. So don't tell jokes. There's too much risk that they will either be found deeply unfunny or they'll offend somebody, and we don't want that. There is, however, some good news. If you're funny, then be funny. You know it if you are. I'm able to raise plenty of laughs while presenting and training, but I don't do it through joke telling. Observation, storytelling, one-liners, those are things that can all hit the spot. Notice the difference between telling jokes and telling stories. Stories can have humour woven all the way through them, and they can help keep the attention of the audience. There's no punchline to worry about falling flat, the momentum's maintained throughout the tale, and a wryly observed one-liner is a punchline in its own right. An audience can be taken along on a journey with you that raises smiles and giggles and will, more importantly, have them remember you in that great session that you did. I'm sure there's some people who would disagree and will swear by joke telling, and I'm not often one for playing things safe, but I do believe in presentation situations, you need to ensure that you don't fall flat on your face, either figuratively or literally if you can avoid it. So dig those stories and anecdotes out, adapt them and be funny. It's good for the soul.